Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? You know, as people, as we grow up, there are many things that we like and there are many things that we don't like. Maybe we like American football, but we don't like soccer. Maybe we like soccer, but we don't like football. Maybe we enjoy musicals, but we don't like opera. Or when we go to the restaurant, there are certain kind of foods that we just say, I'm not eating that. Maybe it's broccoli or butterscotch. Maybe you're not one of those people that juice every single day and put carrot juice and greens in a blender and drink it, and you go, I'm not drinking that. There are so many things that we like, and there's so many things that we don't like. But when we get into business, sometimes we just accept things that we don't like. Are you paying unproductive employees to make you miserable? Are you showing up every single day and you know that you've got a problem with a particular coworker, a particular employee, but yet you just don't want to face it? You want to come in every single day and make yourself miserable. You spend so much time at work, and as a matter of fact, you may very well spend more time at work than when you spend with your family, with your friends, doing things that you enjoy. And just imagine, if you're unhappy with a particular employee because they're making your life miserable, aren't they doing the same thing to all of their coworkers? Aren't they keep you from being productive? Aren't they keeping your business from making more profit, which means you can pay raises? So doesn't it hurt everybody when someone is unproductive? And if they're unproductive, well, maybe they're not carrying their share of the work and somebody else has to do it. And what happens? The people that are having to do extra work because their coworker is being completely unproductive become disillusioned, and they turn around and say to themselves, why am I here? I'm going to go find another job. I'm going to find a place where the work environment is better, where the culture is better, where people understand that we are a team, that I don't have to put up with nonsense and people who gossip or people who don't do their work or people who don't show up on time or people don't have the knowledge that they should have. Think about it. You are paying people for a specific task. You should have a job description. You are paying them to help you help your customers or clients become more successful. If they can't do that, if they're unpleasant, if they're making your life miserable, well, give them a big opportunity, and the opportunity is to go find someplace else where they're going to work that's going to make them happy. Let's create an environment. Let's create a culture. Let's create a business that is really functional. It's a pleasant place to work. People enjoy coming there. They enjoy their work. And there isn't one person in the business that spoils everything because they make everything so miserable. Let's go to it. Let's face the hard choices so that we can have a pleasant environment that's joyful every single day. Not that it's easy. Not that everything will go well. But we don't need that added stress of an unproductive employee. This is Howard Lewinter, and remember, when you're hiring, always hire for attitude first, skills second. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.